As we were saying last week, an extraordinary situation is happening at a school in Queensland, the Arethusa College. It's a special school. And the headmistress has decided to allow students, and students of all ages, mind you, year 7 through to year 12, to take smoking and vaping breaks. It's understood the policy's been in effect for at least 2 years and was brought in despite staff raising student health concern. Students have a designated smoking area. And according to some staff and parents, while the college seeks permission from the students' parents for their child to have a smoking break, this is school children, smoking break. One person has said that they made it clear that they didn't want their child smoking at school, but the college allowed it anyway. I got an email from Belinda, who is a teacher, a well-being officer attached to that school. She's no longer there. She's quit. And she wrote me an email. She is seriously concerned about what's going on, and she's on the phone now. Belinda, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
I understand you were listening to me the other night, and you were so enraged you decided to write me a letter, and I thank you so much for that. Tell me about your role at the school and why you are no longer there.
Okay, so I was a wellbeing officer and campus support officer as well there. My role was to, you know, deal with the student, you know, wellbeing and everything to do with school, running late, you know, reasons for absences, whatever. And a part of my role was to sign children out to have their smoking breaks.
Part of your job was to allow school children outside to have a smoking break.
Yeah, so
keep going.
When I first started, I was given a list of children, young people.
How old? How old was the youngest?
12 years of age.
A 12-year-old child was allowed to leave the classroom and go smoke.
Mm-hmm.
A 12-year-old.
Yeah, and I'm including vaping breaks, so they. The vaping was out of control there as well.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
So it ranged from year 7, 12-year-old to, you know, 18-year-olds. And the campus principal at the time would be sending me emails asking if I was aware of particular parents allowing their kids to smoke. And I had no idea because I didn't, you know,
you didn't have a list. So you didn't you did not have a list. I mean, it seems unbelievably outrageous that kids as young as 12 are allowed to leave a classroom and go smoke, have a smoking break. But but you, as the well-being officer, didn't even have a list of the children's names whose parents approved.
That's right. There were times where I was told, well, this child is triggered, so just let them go have a smoke, regardless or not if they were on any kind of list or permission by any caregiver or anything. Another thing was, the drugs that they would put in the vapes as well.
What?
So the kids, the vaping was out of control there. So the kids used to put drugs in the vapes. And
what sort of drugs?
I don't know what, like they put anything from cannabis, like the oil, I don't know. But they put some really, I don't know what they put in it. But I had to clear my office one day because, you know, a lot of these kids, they've got some issues and, you know, they get triggered by things. And then, you know, a lot of these, some of these kids are from gangs and everything else. So, I mean, the last thing you're going to do is start going off at them, whatever. So I had a kid that was triggered in my office one day and he just started with his vaping. But I had to clean my office because, you know, there was something in it which made us all feel not too well.
There was something in the vape. Wow.
Yeah.
So tell me about, I should have started off with this question. Arethusa College, it says here it's a special school. How is it special?
It's an alternative school. So it's the kids that are from all different types of, you know, disadvantaged to kids that are not working in the mainstream schooling. So that are either having a lot of problems, but they also say they cater for a lot of kids that are on the spectrum and everything else,
right.
But it's not the case. And, you know, there's a lot of issues and a lot of things going on in that school where a lot of the drug taking and you're mixing kids that are going in and out of juvie to kids with, you know, they've been sold that this school caters for kids with ASD and, you know, on the spectrum and everything else, which You know, they've hardly got teachers there. Most of the staff are teacher aides.
What?
Like, that's another issue altogether.
Half of the staff aren't teachers. They're teacher's aides.
No, yeah. And we can
prove
that.
So they're not
well,
qualified teachers?
No, a lot of them aren't, no.
How well trained are the staff to deal with kids who are on the spectrum, kids with a criminal background, kids with behavioural problems? How well trained are the staff to cope with that?
When I was there, because I'm a qualified youth worker, so when I was there as a wellbeing officer and campus support officer, but at the time we had two social workers and myself. And pretty much we were the ones that were trained in children's mental health and young people and that. So that's, you know, when you put in three people, when it comes to like 1,200 students, I don't see how that's even a possible thing. You know, like it's just out of control. Like they're putting kids that are self-harming to, you know, kids that are very violent to kids that are in gangs to kids with the ASD, ADHD.
Yeah.
And they're putting them in a classroom full of 40 plus with, if they're lucky, to have a qualified teacher. And if they do, like once, you know, I've had the staff turnover is just insane. Like I could go on a long time.
Tell me, as a qualified youth worker and a wellbeing officer attached to this school, the policy was put in place, I believe, to reduce children's stress and to reduce their disruptive behaviour.
Mm.
Has it worked?
No, definitely not. So what they're not understanding is it's illegal, for starters. It's no good for their children's physical health, mental health, emotional, like nothing. Like
I think it was legal to smoke in or around government buildings.
No, and we've contacted, myself and many other people have contacted the Non-State School Accreditation Board, which is the people, the organisation that does all the licensing for this, for Arethusa. And we've been putting in complaints for the last at least 2 and a bit years, and we still get told that, you know, it could take another 2 years and that. And I'm like, but kids are smoking. All these issues are going on. Like, we even had the campus principal tell us in an email, and I've got proof of this, that to put children as mental health days, because even if they're away, to put them as mental health days, even if we are not aware of the physical issues, because they get the extra funding for it.
Wow. Tell me, when a child graduates from this school, what do they end up doing? Is the school doing its job? Is it educating children and getting them into the workforce?
No, it's not. But it, you know, a lot of these kids, and I have seen, you know, it's got nothing to do with school, but a lot of these kids have come a long way and they've done so well as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the school doing nothing. Like, I've heard from students even recently, you know, things that they want to do once they graduate and everything else, and the school have done nothing to support them with it as well, which is really sad, because they've got those type of areas where they can help support these kids, but they don't. You know, they're just the staff turnover in that place is just insane. So there's just no one sticks around long enough to actually help these kids.
Dear idea. We have approached the principal of Arethusa College, Lisa Coles.
Yep.
She's declined our offer to chat, but it remains open. I just want to make that clear. The principal, Lisa Coles, has been invited on the program to explain what's going on there, and she's declined. But as I say, the offer will remain open. Belinda, I want to thank you for speaking up.
That's okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening and writing in.
No, thank you. Contact me anytime.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care. All right, thank you.
That's Belinda, a teacher and a wellbeing officer, qualified youth worker, who was attached to the Arethusa School, the Arethusa College. She's quit. She resigned. Couldn't take it anymore. You're listening to The Night Shift on Triple M.